and together we'll embark on a new career.
What career is that, Hank?
We're gonna become troubadours, poets, and professional lovers.
Boy, that sounds like fun!
Yes, fun. What a strange word to me. I know so little about it. But I'll learn to be frivolous. I glanced up towards the house. And one of these nights, when the moon is dark and the coyotes are slinking through the shadows, they will regret what they've done to me.
Yeah, they'll be sorry.
What a delicious thought. Loper and Sally Mae, out with flashlights, calling my name, begging me to come back, promising a fresh start and a better deal. But too late. I plunged into the warm green water, rolled and splashed and laughed and kicked my legs in the air. When I stepped out and shook myself, I felt as though I had washed away the old Hank and become a new dog. Minutes later, we started off on our new adventure, heading down towards the creek. As we passed one of those big elm trees there in the flat, I caught a glimpse of Pete. He'd seen us, and fearing for his life, he'd begun slinking towards the tree. The old Hank would have taken time out to whip him and run him up the tree. But the new Hank considered him an irrelevance, just another bad memory from years of squandered youth. Don't bother to run, Cat. I'm finished with you and this ranch. I'm a changed dog. I don't lower myself to chase cats anymore. He reached his claws up on the tree trunk and started sharpening them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. We're not kidding this time.
I bet I can make you chase me.
I'm beyond that, Pete. That's all behind me now. We're quitting this ranch forever. You can have it. It's yours.
I still bet I can make you chase me.
We stopped. All right, go ahead. You'll find that I'm a changed dog. Try me. He humped up his back and hissed. Yeah. Nothing, Pete. Sorry. He yowled and spit. I only laughed at him. He flicked the end of his tail back and forth. The feeling's gone, Pete. Sorry, old boy.